Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus taught his disciples how to pray, and he said to them, pray. When you pray, pray this way: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those who debt us or our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And this is our prayer this morning. We say good morning to each and every one of you this morning here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, this circle of friends. We are excited today because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be on this day, the day that no one else knows what today holds, the day that no one else has ever been in today but our God. And we are excited because we have him who holds today. We have him who knows what today holds. So we are excited and ready to receive everything and anything our God has installed for us today. So we are going to start this prayer to this day with a prayer and saying good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We are ready to receive all you have installed for us today. We are ready, Father, to fulfill, to live a purpose-driven life today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rebuke anything and everything that might want to distract us, all destructive spirits that want to distract us from receiving what you have installed for us today. We rebuke them by the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. So we honor you, Father God. We magnify you, Father God. This morning we put on the garment of praise, and we do know that when we do that, all the spirit of heaviness will flee from us, Father. So this morning we praise you. We call you Abba, Father, the creator of heaven and earth. You are our maker, Father. We thank you, Father, for in you we live and move and have our being. Without you, Father God, we can do nothing. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. For the name of the Lord is our strong tower. When we run to you, Father God, we are safe. So this morning, Lord, we lift up our eyes unto the hills. Where comes our help? For we know our help comes from you, Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We honor you. We pray, Father, that you forgive us of all our sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly. We pray, Father, that you cleanse us with your hyssop, Lord. Wash us clean, that you do not even acknowledge, you do not even remember our sins.
in the mighty name of Jesus, creating us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. And do not cast us away from your presence, Father. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, Father God. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. We glorify your name. We call you Abba, Father, this morning. Our Heavenly Father, our Everlasting Father, our Faithful Father. Yes, you are the Father of the fatherless. You are the Defender of the widows. We thank you, Father God, this morning. We thank you for providing for us, Father, throughout our lives, Father. And this year, 2019, you never failed us. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider, the one who provided the sacrificial lamb to your servant Abraham when he was ready to sacrifice his only son at Mount Gomorrah, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer, who heals all our diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. We thank you, Lord, by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Father, for healing is the bread of the children. So this morning, Father God, we receive the bread of healing. Anyone who is not feeling well this morning, under the sound of my voice, I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. By your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. I speak healing. I speak order in our bodies. Any member of our body that is out of order, I speak order right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, any blood that is impure, I purify it with the blood of Jesus. We receive the blood transfusion this morning by faith of the blood of Jesus to purify all the impurities that are in our bodies, all the disorders that are in our bodies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, Jehovah Rapha. Yes, you are God, our healer. We thank you this morning, for healing is the bread of your children. So I thank you, Father God, for your healing power right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord who is always present, the omnipresent God. We thank you, Father God, for you are present right here. You are present over there. You are present all over. You are present, Father, omnipresent God. You are forever present, for you said you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. We thank you this morning, Father God, for you said even though you pass through the valley of the shadow of death, you are always there, so we are not afraid. We fear nothing, for you are always there. I thank you, Father God, for your presence, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord, Jehovah Ra. You are our Lord, our shepherd. You are a good shepherd, Father, who laid down his life for his sheep. In the name of Jesus, you are our helper, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the time of need, you are there. You are there, our helper. We honor you, Lord, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner. We lift you up this morning. We lift you up, Father. We lift up your banner this morning. in the mighty name of Jesus. Everlasting God, everlasting God, the giver of life. Yes, you came so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I thank you, Father God, for abundant life. Thank you, Father, for giving us that we have abundant life in all areas of our life, Father. Spiritually, mentally, physically, Father, financially, yes, relationship-wise, we have abundant life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for you are our shield. You shield us, Father. You are our defender. You defend us, yes, yes, for the Lord, you are our defense. In the name of Jesus, you are our shelter, Father. You shelter us. You protect us. For you go before us, Father. You go behind us, around us, all over us, Father. We hide in you under the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do us no harm. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for shielding us, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for your peace, Father. You are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, Father, the Lord, our peace, the one who says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Yes, you do not give as the world gives. You give us peace, Father. Yes, the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the name of Jesus, your peace separates us from all the rest of the world, Father. It separates us from those who do not believe. Because even in the midst of the storms of life, we still feel and have your peace, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, the peace that cannot be bought by money, the peace that we cannot learn in school, we cannot go to college to get peace, but only you, you are the giver of peace, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, the peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for your peace. I thank you for giving us peace, Lord. Yes, you are the great I am, the truly great I am. You feed, Father, when we need help, you are there. Whatever kind of help we need, because you are I am who you said you are. I am whom I am, the great I am. I thank you. Yes, we honor you, Father. We honor you, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lamb of God. We thank you this morning. The light of the world, we honor you, Father. When you show up, darkness flees, Father. You are the light. We thank you, Father. We honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. You are our Savior, Lord. Yes, this morning, Father, we come with confidence. That when we ask anything, anything according to your will, Father, you will hear us, Lord. And not only do you hear us, but we know that when you hear us, we receive whatsoever we ask from you. So we thank you, Father, this morning. We thank you, Father. This is what keeps us coming. This is what keeps us going because of this confidence that you hear us. And you have all our petitions, and you answer them. You give us everything that we have asked, Father. For you are a prayer-answering God. You answer prayers, Father. You are not deaf. You hear prayers, and you answer prayers. You are a miracle-working God. We thank you, Father God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord, this morning, for there is no one like you. There is no one like you. We honor you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for our being our provider. We just pray, Father God, this morning for traveling mercies. This week, people will be traveling. Yes, and they started weeks ago, earlier this week and this weekend, and going to these holidays, Father. I just pray, Father God, for traveling mercies. Yes, you protect your people on the highways and byways, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, even in the air, those who are flying, Father God, I just pray that you touch every flight, Father, whether it's commercial, private, or whatever, helicopter, Lord. Just touch each and everyone. We do not want to lose any life through aircraft crashes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let people reach their destinations and celebrate the risen Savior, celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ with their families, Lord, and protect them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Speaking of families, Father, I just pray for your peace as families get together and congregate and fellowship, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your peace, Lord, your peace will overtake and take charge and take full control on these fellowships and these meetings they have, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and these celebrations, that each and everyone will respect each other, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. If there are some who have grievances and have things they need to iron out, they can either take themselves apart from the rest of the family and try to talk and reconcile or do something. But at this particular time and this time, Father, I just pray for your peace and your goodness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for you are restoring families back to you, Father. I just pray for order in the families, Father. Fathers being the priest of their own households, Lord, and supplying and feeding and taking care of their families, Lord. And the mothers, Lord, caring for their families, loving their own husbands, Lord, as husbands love their wives, as Christ loves the church, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And children obeying their parents, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and giving parents the wisdom not to provoke their own children, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, this morning. I honor you, Lord, this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. For there is no one like you, Lord. There is no one like you, Father. You are the creator of heaven and earth, and we praise you this morning. Yes, today is a new day, the 20th of December, 2019. Yes, ten more days to the end of the year. We are still believing for bumper harvest of souls, Lord. You can do a miracle. You are a miracle working God, Father. 10 days is a lot of time for you to save souls, Lord. You can instantly save someone, Father, for you are a miracle working God. So we are believing for souls, bumper harvest of souls, this year 2019, in these last 10 days left in this year, Father. So we call them forth from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, in the mighty name of Jesus. Both the young and the old, Father, men and women, we call them forth, Father, for they are our inheritance, Father. And we know, Father, it is your desire that all men should not perish, but they should come to repentance and confess with their mouths that you are Lord. So we thank you, Father God, for souls to be won in the name of Jesus. These next 10 days, Father, to the end of the year, in Jesus' name, I pray, Father God, that you soften their hearts, Lord. It gives them the heart of flesh that when they hear your voice, when they hear your word, Lord, they will not harden their hearts. I thank you, Father, for drawing them, Father, drawing them unto you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that this next 10 days, Father, they are, yes, battles to be won, spiritual battles to be won. In the name of Jesus, anything and everything that you had assigned us to do this year, Father, we have 10 days to complete it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the strength. We thank you for the wisdom. We thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit. Spirit, that we accomplish what you have called us to do this year of 2019, Father. We are not going to fall short, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are focused in fulfilling what you have called us to do in this year of 2019. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. We adore you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Before we open the lines, and praise God and thank God for what he has done for us this year. It had been a good year. When we start counting our blessings, it is a good year. It has been a good year. I just want to share a couple scriptures, and then the lines will be open so that we can praise God for what he has done for us, what he is doing, and what he has installed for us, for he is a good God. So we thank God this morning. We just thank God here at the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance, this circle of friends, for allowing us one more time to call unto him on this Friday, the 20th of December, 2019. And it's only 10 days left until the end of the year. So we are at the final leg of our race. Some of us, we are familiar with track and field. When you are running track and field, and you run that race where they pass the baton, you know, one run the first leg, the second leg, the third, whatever amount of the legs. Now we have the baton in our hands, and these 10 days, we got to give it all what we have, so that we can get to the finish line in timely manner. And we are running the last leg. And the most interesting and what is going on is that this is a good season. It's the funny season. It's probably one of my favorite seasons or time of the year. I am just so excited because Christmas season is one of my favorite season, and I believe most of the people can relate. And at this time of the year, most of us take a moment or so to focus on Jesus Christ and, you know, just to focus on the things and try to count our blessings. And I do know that most people, even though they do not know what Christmas is all about, you know, we do know that Christmas is about Jesus, because Jesus is the reason of the season. But even though people do not know what Christmas is all about and why it is so special, we know they don't know yet, but everyone is aware it is Christmas. It's Christmas time. They start shopping. They start decorating their houses and decorating their, you know, area, whatever, even in the offices, people start decorating and know that, you know, even throughout the year, some people don't even think of giving or helping anyone. But around this time, regardless of whether they understand what Christmas is all about, there is this atmosphere. They just caught up in the atmosphere of giving and also receiving, of sharing. But I believe we as a body of Christ, it is also an opportunity for us to share the true meaning of Christmas with those people who the Lord places in our presence or in our area, or the people we come across, as we also reflect and get, you know, understanding the meaning of Christmas ourselves. So this is another opportunity to win souls for the kingdom as we share You know, just did the same thing most people, you know, Thanksgiving, they give thanks, they come to a point in families, they go around the table, you know, say something, what are you thankful about or whatever. And the same applies with Christmas, you know, what do you think? What is Christmas all about? Even with our family members, the young people who don't understand what Christmas is all about and who is Christmas and what is it all about. Some people think it's just all about, you know, the we call him Father Christmas back home. Here we say Santa Claus. Some think it's all about Santa Claus, you know, but this is an opportunity for us to take advantage and explain and teach what Christmas is all about and also give us an opportunity to win souls. Yes, for our God is a good God and he has been good. And he will remain good. And he is full of mercy and grace. Amen. And our scripture of the week is from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's what we are being reminded of, what Christmas is all about, is that unto us, a child is given. We are remembering what happened unto us and what is going on is that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder and his name shall be called Wonderful. This is our God. This is what we are celebrating. Wonderful. Counselor. He is a counselor better than all the counselors we have been. Any word of counsel we say, oh, this person has given me a good counsel. But this God, this Jesus, he is more than, he surpasses them all. He is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And when you go on verse 7, it says, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. This is everlasting. It doesn't end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So this is permanent. That's what is going on. That's what we are celebrating. We are celebrating Wonderful Counselor, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's whom we are celebrating. And Luke chapter 2, verses 11 and 14 also reminds us and explains the same thing in just a different words. Luke chapter 2, verses 11 to 14. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in the swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why Jesus is here. It's the love of God, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So this morning, we just want to praise God. We understand what Christmas is all about. That he is a wonderful God. He is the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, who God sent his only begotten Son, so that you and I should not perish, but have everlasting life. So this morning we want to give our God the glory, the honor. We just want to praise him and thank him and count our blessings, what he has done for us this 2019, what he is doing for us right now, just being here, raising our hands, calling unto him, just this moment, praising him. We want to honor him and praise him. So the lines are open, and I just want us to open our mouth. Let's not petition for anything. Let's just praise our God. Let's just worship our God and thank him for what he has done for us, what he is doing today, what he has installed for us as we are on this final leg of 2019, running this race, getting ready to enter 2020. Let's worship the Lord right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Lord. My God, we just bless you this morning because you're perfect, Lord. You're the one and only wise God. Lord, in all our ways, we acknowledge you and you direct our path. We're grateful for your peace, Lord. Thank you for the joy, for families, Lord, for watching over us each and every day. We thank you that you have your word to perform it. There is nothing better than knowing you, Father. And so we just thank you, Lord, because you're everything to us, Lord. You're our Father, mother, sister, brother. Yes, you are, O Lord. So we thank you for that this morning. My God, thank you for the leaders on this prayer line, O God. Thank you for each one who brings a good word to us, O God, who prays over us, O God, who prays for us, Lord, and all the saints of God who do your will, Lord. We thank you for each one, name by name, O God, and how you take us to higher heights and deeper depths in you, God. Pray for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the birth, the life.
Thank you for the blood, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know that we have all things. All things are possible if you only believe. It will be given, O God, as the scripture has said, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. So we thank you, Lord, for the living waters that flow today.
We can do
in the name
of trust in chariots.
Yes, Lord.
Some in hope.
Thank you.
We will remember the name of the Lord our God. The name of the Lord is our strong tower.
Hallelujah.
We run to you, Father. We are safe. We are safe. The mighty name of Jesus. The mighty name of Jesus. Honor you, Lord.
Oh,
now you fight.
Oh, Jesus.
Mighty God. Mighty God. Honor you.
Thank you. No, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for the roof of God. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, baby.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Master. Oh, my God.
my Savior, my Redeemer. You are awesome, God. You are awesome. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you. You are the creator of heaven and earth. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Father. Yes, some trust the chariot. Come in forces. We will remember the name of the Lord, our God. So the name of the Lord is our strong tower. When we run to you, Father, we are safe. We are safe. Glorify your name, Father. Glorify your name, Jesus. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the children today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you for being here in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way, God. Thank you for being our judge and our jury, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Oh, my God. Blessings and honor and glory, my Jesus, my Savior. Thank you for that blood, that cleansing, atoning blood of Jesus Christ.
Lord, that covers us, protects us, keeps us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we have your truth, your righteousness. Thank you for being our truth, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you for
righteousness.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for fulfilling the desires of my heart, Lord. Thank you, Father, for giving me
thank
peace,
you, Father,
Lord,
for
hearing my
just protecting,
cry.
Oh God.
I thank you, Father,
Jesus.
For saving
my God, my God.
I thank you,
my
Lord.
God, when we didn't have
in
anything,
the mighty
Lord,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
We're our provider, Lord. And
yes,
provider,
and this
Lord,
morning,
so
Father,
you,
I open up my mouth
to you,
give praise.
Thank you, Lord,
you,
Lord,
for
playing us
in the name of
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord, that we're saved by
for you deserve all the glory.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. All the glory, in the name of Jesus. For you are holy, Lord. You are holy. You are holy.
Glorious God.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise you, praise you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
My God.
Yes, for your mercy.
Faithful, Father, you
are. Yes, forever, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Surely your goodness and mercy. Yes,
you're taking
us to
the highest
the
places, oh God,
life.
And we thank you for that, Lord.
In the name of
glory
Jesus,
to you,
for you are good,
yes, in the
name
of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
thank you,
Father. Even though
thank you, Father, we say yes to you,
oh
God, because you are our
waymaker.
You are a
miracle-working
God.
For you are
thank you for working miracles so great, oh God.
For
there's
your
nobody
Lord,
like
and
you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Comfort
thank
me.
You, Father.
Thank you
thank
for
you,
being
Jesus.
My comforter. Thank you, Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Jesus.
For being my teacher.
Glory, glory.
For you teach me
thank
the hidden things of the Lord.
My God, my God.
In the mighty
glory,
name
glory,
of
glory.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Your
thank you,
name,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you for
you
your favor,
morning,
Lord.
God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
in
you,
the name of Jesus. Yes, thank you, Father.
My God. Oh,
thank
yes,
you,
Jesus,
Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Lord, for you say, he that dwells under
you're sweeter than honey
in
a honeycomb,
of the Most High.
As we trust in you, Lord, we know that we're going to higher heights and deeper depths in you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for the faith,
O
God. We have faith in you, God. Faith to believe, God. That as the scripture has said, out of our bellies shall flow rivers
of living
water, Lord. Let the living water flow, God.
Thank you for giving
each and every day, God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
your
name. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My God, my God.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of
my
Jesus.
God, my God.
Yes, I thank
the
you, Father,
Sharon,
this
oh God.
Morning.
You're the meek and
lovable
Lamb,
Lord. I lift up my eyes unto
the
Lord, up
in
to the hill.
Oh God. Hallelujah,
from where
Jesus.
Comes
my
help.
Jesus, my Jesus.
My help comes from the Lord.
Yes,
the maker
Lord Jesus.
Of
thank heaven you that you're our
earth.
Shepherd and we
you
shall not
want,
oh God.
You are my helper, Lord.
You
in the name
you.
Of Jesus.
Go
and
beside the still waters,
oh
God. Thank you, Lord, for the still waters, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that our cup is running over.
Who strengthens me?
Goodness
thank
and mercy
you, Father. Thank
days,
you, Father.
We should dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yes.
Lord. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Lord.
What
dwell
shall we say?
In you, God.
What shall we say?
Yes.
For if God is for us, Lord, if God
yes,
is for us,
thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father.
Who can be against
thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Lord,
glory.
For I'm more
thank
than a conqueror. Through you,
my
Christ
God,
Jesus.
My God.
Thank
our
you, Lord.
And our soul,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
And we bless you, Lord.
Thank
bless
you, Jesus.
And
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For
we
you, Lord, we live and move
thanks,
and have our being.
For you are good
without
and
you, Lord,
and
we can do nothing. We can do nothing without
you.
Yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
in the mighty name
yes,
of Jesus.
You, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father, for this morning.
Lord,
we do not walk
oh,
on
yes,
flesh,
God.
Father.
Yes,
we don't walk in flesh. Mm. Yes.
Thank
we
you,
do
Lord,
not
that we walk by faith and not by
things,
sight,
oh God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I
thank
you,
Jesus.
Father, for the weapon
thank
of
you,
our warfare,
glory
not
to name,
carnal.
God.
Yes.
Glory to your name, Lord.
But they are mighty.
Glory
they are
name,
strong.
Jesus.
They are mighty. Through you, God, to the pulling
yes,
down
Jesus.
Of the stronghold.
My God, if
thank
in you,
you
we live,
Father.
Move, and have our being,
oh thank
God,
you,
God, we
Lord,
thank you
this
for that
morning.
Right now.
All
hallelujah,
my
Jesus. Thank you for our friends, oh God. Thank you for
Father.
Neighbors, Lord. Thank you for our enemies, Lord.
Thank you, Father. That
take our enemies
up
with you, Lord. Thank
cast
you.
Cast it away, Father. Anything that
glory,
exalts
glory,
you, God, cast it away this morning.
Praise,
in the
praise,
mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for this
yes,
morning, Father. I rejoice in you, Father. For you say, rejoice in the Lord always. I say, rejoice.
Thank
so
you, Lord,
that
this is
you,
a
Father,
wonderful
this
year
morning.
To be alive, God.
I rejoice
thank you for
in
your
you, Father, this
blood
morning.
Running warm in
yes.
my veins, oh God.
Yes, I thank you, Father, God. I honor you. Thank you,
glory,
Father, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you,
thank
Father.
Thank you.
Say,
my God, my God.
Peace in you, Lord.
Yes,
I get
Jesus.
It,
thank
Father,
you for the peace, Lord.
Christ
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
my
you,
God,
Father.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory,
in the name
glory,
of
glory.
Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you
yes,
for your Son,
glory.
Jesus Christ. Yes, for you loved
yes,
the world,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That you gave
thank
your
you,
only, your only begotten
yes,
Son,
yes,
that whosoever believes in him, Lord,
my God,
should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the
yes,
gospel
Jesus.
Of the kingdom, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank
yes,
you, Father, that this holy, this Christmas
yes.
season, that we will remember
yes, God.
That and all winners, Father. And
say,
he that wins souls is wise. A soul winner, Father.
Yes,
and the wisdom, Father.
Thank you for
win souls for the kingdom.
Thank
you, Father, for everlasting life.
Thank
you for everlasting life. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
in the name of
Lord. Thank you for your power, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for your
power, Lord. Thank you for the anointing that destroys
your
sin, Father.
Lord. Thank
hallelujah,
you for
Jesus.
Being our helper, Lord.
Glory to you.
In the mighty
yeah.
name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for
you are,
you are Emmanuel.
You are faithful.
Thank you for being Emmanuel.
You are
God
a faithful
today,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You are a faithful
my God,
God.
The Lamb that was slain.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
thank
that
you Father.
Rose,
Lord.
God.
Yes,
thank you that you rose, Lord, up from the grave, Lord. And because of your victory,
it's been
we
a
have
good
victory,
year.
Lord.
We are
proud.
You are
thank
taking
you
us forward, Father. You are taking
hallelujah.
Us further. For we move from glory to glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we are
my
believing
God,
and thanking you, Father,
yes,
that 2020
glory.
Will be a better
yes,
day. A glorious
my
day
God, my
than
God.
2019.
Glory
it has been a good
God.
Year. 2019
yes,
has
Jesus.
Been a good year.
My God,
but
my God.
We move from glory to
glory.
Glory. Yes, and
glory
2020. Yes,
hallelujah.
It's going to be
hallelujah.
An advanced year. In the
hallelujah,
mighty name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. In
yes,
the
Jesus.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Glory.
I thank
God,
you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
glory.
Jesus. In Jesus'
glory.
Name. In
oh,
Jesus'
yes.
name.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes. We just can't thank you enough.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
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 Amen, amen,
amen. Amen, amen, amen. We honor our risen Savior, the mighty God. He is so good. He is a good God. So these lines are still open, and anything, want to praise God, you have a prayer request, whatever is on your mind before the end of this year, that thing you say, I do not want to enter 2020 without saying it. and worshiping God and praising God and just honoring Him, for He is worthy of our praise. So the lines are open for each and everyone. And we also want to take this opportunity to acknowledge each and every one of you. So we would like to know who is here. And if you want to say something, you can say something at the same time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda that's requesting prayer.
Praise God.
Good morning. This is Alice Marie. I'd just like to say everybody have a great day today.
Praise God. Amen.
Good morning. This is Vaughn Lester. And I just glad to be on the line. God bless.
God bless you. Praise God.
Amen. Apostle Hosley, keep me and family in prayer as you go through. Pray I have an interview for a job here this morning. I want to thank God for each and every one here, the prayer, the teaching. Hallelujah to God. I want to thank God because He's opened doors at times that they need to be opened. Thanking God for all that He's doing right now. In the name of Jesus, moving by His Spirit and by His power. Like it says, He didn't have to do it, but He did. But I thank God. Everyone in the broadcast, thank God for the prayer. The prayer is making a difference, hallelujah, God. And a lot of things with doors just shouldn't be opening when things seem to be gone. And I mean, He's been working instant miracles. He's just working them so great. So keep me and the family in prayer, hallelujah, to God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. There's none like Him. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Darlene, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be here. God has done so much this year. Many years ago, we used to say, God has done so much for me, I just can't tell it all. And that is so true, because so many different challenges we faced this year, and God has just blessed all of us. And I thank God for just blessing my family and your family and just giving us peace over situations and things that we may have had to endure during the year. We're just thankful for how God has just healed many of us. We have been healed this year, twice this year. I was thinking as I was jogging the other day that this year I fell down while I was jogging twice. Once I stumbled over something that was on the sidewalk, and the other time there was something going on with my legs and I should have slowed down and I sped up. And I just thank the Lord for just protecting my life and keeping me healthy and strong. And even when the enemy tries to bring sickness into our bodies, we still can overcome those things. And I pray that everybody has a wonderful Christmas. And I will be traveling on Monday. My sister and I will be driving over to Spring, Texas to celebrate Christmas there. So I know that we have been praying for traveling mercies, and different ones have already traveled, and we know that God is our protector. So I love each and every one of you. I appreciate each one who comes and shares with whatever gift you have, whether it's just support or you're leading the discussion or praying for somebody. It's all a blessing. And I just want you to know that I love you very much. Amen.
Amen. We love you back.
Amen. Amen.
Is there anyone else? Amen, amen. If there is no one else, we're going to open our mouths and pray. Pray for Pastor Horsley for the job interview and for doors to be opened. We know that when God opens a door, no one can shut it. And sometimes the enemy wants to waste our time and just distract us and open those doors that, you know, just to remove us from what we should be doing and where we are supposed to go. But one thing I know is prayer changes things. And I know that I'm just, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, when we pray, it's like when you go to the doctor, they give you medication. Maybe it's your back that is in pain, and they give you a pill or maybe some kind of a liquid medication. That medication knows exactly where to go, although you take it by mouth and it goes in your stomach, but it goes exactly where it needs to go, that is to the back. Even if it is your foot or it's your head, you take it by mouth, but it goes direct to the head. It goes direct to the foot, exactly where the pain is. This is like that's what prayer does. It changes things. When we pray, the prayer goes exactly to the source. The Bible says we do not know how to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for us as we bring our petitions to God. And the Holy Spirit knows exactly those words we don't say, whatever, we don't know how, but God knows. So prayer changes things. We're going to pray for him to get favor and to get the job that gives God, give us the desires of our hearts. And everyone else who is looking for a job, who needs a breakthrough in anything, we're going to pray about that. And traveling nurses, others have already been gone. Our sister will be leaving this weekend, and there are so many people who will be traveling. So we're going to pray for traveling nurses and pray for favor for our brother and for anyone else who needs God's favor. Let's open our mouth and pray. In the mighty name of
Linda
Jesus,
needs prayer for healing.
Your Father.
Yes,
sorry.
Lord. We pray for Linda too, Lord. We pray God today,
yes,
for just
for
blessing,
her healing,
Lord, and delivering,
in the mighty,
oh God,
name of Jesus,
protecting her,
hallelujah,
body, God, and removing the pain,
hallelujah,
that's in her body today,
thank
Lord.
Father.
In the
oh,
name of
Lord.
Jesus, Lord.
In the mighty
we know,
name
Father,
of
today
Jesus,
all we
you
have
are
to do is ask and we shall receive, seek and we shall find.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we release
that
your healing,
be healed, Lord, and
the healing power of the blood.
As he goes to the
enemy,
Lord, that he will go and be made, oh God.
We are healed. Our sister Linda is healed in the mighty name of Jesus, and each and everyone else who is not feeling well, I thank you, Father, for your healing power.
Thank you, Lord, that you have blessed us this job, Lord.
I thank you,
that it will be a wonderful job, God, that he will serve as
a Lord for this job,
and that you will bless the work of his hands, God, and bless his mind, God, that he will be able to remember the things that he remembers, Lord,
Father, that you give him the confidence, that he will not be afraid,
praying for his family, Lord, each and every one of
you,
all pray for him this morning, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we pray for him.
You
in the name
there,
of Jesus,
Lord.
Cover each one with
even
the blood
speak,
of Jesus. Let the blood be
healed
this morning. In the name of Jesus, Marco, let it be healed. Oh, yes, God. We
thank
you. We bless your name, God. We glorify your name today, Lord.
I pray, Father, that they will not give any favor.
We glorify your name, God, because you're doing great things, God. It's
marvelous in our eyes,
Lord.
So
we're
thanking
you for the miraculous
happening.
Thank you for the victory, God. Favor in this hour, God, for your people as we walk in your level, God, as we walk in your peace, God, as we walk in the anointing. Let the anointing continue to destroy yokes and bondages this morning. In the name of Jesus, all those out there who are looking for jobs, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you bless your God and you give what you need and desire for your life, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. This is a barber too, God, looking for a job, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for blessing her to receive that job. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. For in you, Lord, we live and move and give our being. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that when you open doors, no man can shut. And we thank you for those doors that are being opened. We thank you, Father, that you will walk in confidence and receive what you have in store for us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we consider it done. We thank you, Father, that it is done by the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. So we thank God today for his blessings, and I would want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And I know we will be right back here on Monday, and we will be here. And you have a lovely weekend. This weekend is going to be better than last weekend. If you think you had a ball last weekend, this weekend is going to be more than that, because we move from glory to glory. God does not take us backwards. He takes us forward. And his love, and the more you understand him, the more you know him, the better and sweeter it becomes. So we are getting better and better, and it's getting sweeter and sweeter. It's going to be a wonderful weekend, nice and cool. So I wish you a Merry Christmas, and I just thank God for his love and his mercy that endureth forever. And as Pastor Darlene was giving her testimony, I just got reminded twice this year the devil wanted to take me out, but God delivered me, and I praise him. He came to my rescue. I just thought of that song, "My soul escaped like a bird out of the snare of the fowler." Right at the right time, he snatched me when the enemy wanted to take me out. That's our God. That's what he does. It has been a good year. If we count our blessings, it has been a good year. And I know 2020, by God's grace, is going to be better, because he doesn't take us backwards. We move from glory to glory. In Jesus' name, Pastor Darlene.
Amen, amen. You've said enough, and I appreciate you, my sister, Pastor Scholastica. You have done a wonderful job this morning, as you always do. So we just pray that everybody has a beautiful weekend. Keep your eyes on the Lord and know that you're blessed and cannot be cursed. You're above and not beneath. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God." Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.